With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon and Google both plan to grow their workforces in New York City, and the competition to recruit top talent will be tough. We'll get more from Eric Morath of The Wall Street Journal in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Uber Technologies reported slower sales growth ahead of its planned initial public offering next year. The ride-hailing company Wednesday announced third-quarter revenue rose 38% from a year earlier to nearly $3 billion, but that was less than the second-quarter year-over-year jump of 63%. Uber's loss widened to nearly $1.1 billion from $890 million in the second quarter. Uber is expanding into new businesses beyond its core transportation unit, but it has said that it expected it wouldn't reach a profit for at least 3 years. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook's difficulties this year, which include a fall in its stock price, are taking a toll on employee morale. Sources tell the journal that several key measures of internal sentiment have taken a sharp turn for the worse over the past year. Amid a plunge in the stock price, ongoing leadership turmoil, and critical media coverage, just over half of employees said they were optimistic about Facebook's future, down 32 percentage points from the year earlier. That's according to a recent survey which was taken by nearly 29,000 employees. 53% said Facebook was making the world better, down 19 percentage points from a year ago. Sources say Dell Technologies plans to sweeten a $22 billion deal to buy out an affiliate and return to the public markets. It comes months after the PC and data storage giant's initial proposal sparked intense shareholder opposition. Under the new deal, which could be announced as soon as this week, shareholders of the affiliate known as DVMT would receive cash and stock worth more than the current $109 a share price. Exactly how much will depend on how DVMT shares trade in a future period. Dell also reportedly will increase the $9 billion cash portion of the deal by about 50%. Still ahead, as Amazon and Google boost their presence in New York, the battle for top talent heats up. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal. By now, you've heard that Amazon.com will split its new headquarters between New York City and Northern Virginia, hiring 25,000 workers in each location. And Google says it plans to double its workforce in New York to more than 14,000 employees over the next 10 years. The competition between the two companies to recruit and hire high-tech talent will be stiff. But an analysis finds that Amazon and Google will have distinct hiring requirements that set them apart from other employers and from each other. With more on this, we're joined by Wall Street Journal labor and economics reporter Eric Morath, who's in Washington. Eric, this analysis I mentioned was conducted for the journal by labor analytics firm Burning Glass. In general, how did Burning Glass compile its results, and what did the results turn up?
Sure. So Burning Glass looked at job openings posted by Amazon and Google over the past year to give us a sense of the type of folks that they've been looking for recently. And the main finding was that they're both looking for the same broad title, software developers, software engineers, those type of really high tech folks.
In one example that you cited, talking about differences now.
Yes.
Amazon wants more software engineers who are well-versed in Microsoft C and Java, and Google wants more people with knowledge in Linux and JavaScript, as well as the programming language Python. So each company is looking, for the lack of a better term, different skill sets.
Yeah. So I guess what was really jumped out to us here was that they're not all looking for, you know, we kind of talk about that tech talent, and there's a certain, you know, type of tech talent, everyone has it or doesn't have it. And that's not really the case. I mean, just having a computer science degree from a decent university isn't going to be good enough here. They really want you to know specific programming languages that matter to the systems they use. And they're very different. So neither company has much interest in people who work in programming languages like Oracle and SQL. Those are very popular among other businesses. So it shows there might not be a translation. And then one of the ones you mentioned, Python, that's something Google is after big time. It's in almost two-thirds of their job postings for software developers. They want Python. And that means they want people that know big data. Python is a data analytics tool. And if they're looking for people there, they're looking to dive deep into data.
And this sets both Amazon and Google apart from other employers. There's a higher percentage of demand for these skills among these two companies than for other employers.
Yeah, and there's these specific skills, some of the ones that you've mentioned, like Python, C++, Java, there's more demand at these two companies than there are among firms in general. They're looking for the same job title of a software developer.
Eric, switching topics a bit, why exactly did Amazon choose Long Island City, New York, and Crystal City, Virginia? Is it because the two metro areas have a large number of software developers and engineers from which to choose?
Yeah, I think so. The lesson here is, you know, they moved to these big East Coast cities because that's where the largest volume of tech talent is. Interestingly enough, New York City is not particularly dense in tech talent. It's really no more tech heavy than anywhere else in the country, but it's the very dense in human population. And therefore, there's the most people with these types of skills to choose from, certainly anywhere outside of maybe Seattle and Silicon Valley, where these businesses already have a presence. So that's why they're in New York. DC offers them actually a little bit of the best of both worlds. There's actually a pretty high concentration of technical workers in the DC area. People don't really think of it as a tech hub, but it is the defense hub, and the defense industry employs a lot of these types of people. And it's obviously a large major East Coast city, so there's the sheer number of people to choose from too. And that's what I think is really important with these two companies that set themselves apart. People want to work for Google. People want to work for Amazon. They don't need to advertise all that much to get the workers. Someone else, a smaller company, a 50-person company that thought, well, I'll go to New York because I want the same type of tech talent, they're going to have a lot harder time. They might be better off in a smaller city or near a university where they can pick off one or two people. But Google and Amazon, they're the behemoths. They don't need to do that.
We've been talking for quite a while now about how there's a labor shortage. Are there concerns that Amazon and Google might not be able to lure enough workers to New York City?
Well, I think the reason they picked New York City is because they think that's where they have the best chance to lure workers to, right? So in addition to having so many workers there, you have that being a major magnet where people from universities all over the world, of course, but certainly up and down the East Coast. I graduate from college, I want to move to New York. I want to live in the big city. I think they felt they probably had a better chance to lure the talent there than some of the other cities they considered, which included places like Indianapolis and Columbus, Ohio.
Wall Street Journal labor and economics reporter Eric Morath joining us from Washington. Thanks, Eric.
Sure, happy to join you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.